Anything in particular?
No.
The boy bone?
No,
After it's pulled apart. Well, it's either the long or the short. And I can't. I mean, some people say one, yeah. Some the other. It was called a boy bone. I imagine that has to do with getting married.
Probably so.
You say you did your own. You had your own hogs. Would you describe how you kill them? And in fact, I mentioned this the other day to somebody, and I said, "You remember anything about hog butchering?" It was not hog butchering, it was hog killing.
Hog killing is right, and yes, sir, I remember about it.
Would you describe that?
Well, you had to get up real early that morning, before daylight. And we had a big, what's called a hog scalder. It's a big, long vat of a thing, and it's filled with water, and it's a pit. It's placed over a pit. And my dad had built a fire in that pit, and then, of course, he's done it too, because we've killed hogs since we've been married. In fact, it hadn't been too many years ago since we quit killing hogs. And you'd build this hot fire under there. And when the water got the right temperature, how did you test the water?
We just sort of kept looking at it when it was hot enough. It was smoking,
And sometimes they kill the hogs in different ways. I've seen my dad knock them in the head with a sledgehammer. And when he'd knock them in the head, they'd keel over, and then there'd be somebody right there with a sharp knife to cut their throats. Or in later years, we used the .22 rifle and shot them, and then somebody'd cut their throats. And it takes several men to do that. You'd put them over in this scalding water then. And then when they turn them over in that scalding water, they'd turn them out here on this board that was laying you by the vat. And they'd go scraping, men would, scraping these hairs off. And then they'd, what they call the gamble stick, they'd slit between these two, what do you call them, leaders?
Mm-hmm.
Here in their feet, and hang them up, head down.
Mm-hmm.
And there'd be a man there that would cut them open then, and call gutting them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the women would take over from there. The women would take this big tub of guts, and they'd go to stripping this fat off of the guts.
I see.
And you'd cook that and get lard.
Oh, the fat from that.
The fat from that. There'd be a good bit of fat sticking to the entrails.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd strip that down. Every once in a while, you'd break one of those entrails. You'd have a mess.
Did you ever use the entrails for anything? Yeah.
Well, we didn't. A lot of people we know did.
Mm-hmm.
They'd stuff their sausage. They'd clean them and stuff their sausage in those entrails.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't some people use those entrails as chitlins?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
chitlins.
People make chitlins. I mean,
we never did. We've never made chitlins.
Mm-hmm. What kind of meat would you get from the hog then?
We'd have what we call the middling meat. That would be the side, what the bacon's made out of.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'd salt that down, and that would be sliced and fried, mm-hmm. such as we fry bacon nowadays. And then we'd have the hams, and we'd have the shoulders, what we'd call. Then we'd have the backbone that'd be cut up and boiled. You'd have ribs.
From the back?
Come off the backbone.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have tenderloin.
Now the tenderloin would also
I believe after you cut the middling out, there's a big strip there on the middling that you'd pull off, and that would be the tenderloin.
Mm-hmm. That's supposed to be the best, right?
That's good, sure is.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, sausage. And you get your sausage from trimming up the hams and shoulders to square them off or round them off, however you want them. And then you grind that up into sausage.